Thursday morning, broadcasting from the Inn at Belfield in Hyde Park, New York, and going to be here until 9 o'clock this morning. I have Tom Mulroy, CEO of T-Rex Capital here, Larry Boudreaux, and talking about this project. So, Larry, we headed out to that break, and we're talking about the timeline. 5 years is the build-out. He's smiling.
Infrastructure work. You know, once that is in, that's the, you know, the drive is to get the roads, all the utilities in, water, sidewalks, you know, get all that in. And then, and then, as Tom says, we're on autopilot.
So the, I guess when you talk about the infrastructure, I know you talked about, we've spoken before about the fact that at the, I guess toward the north end of this project, you built the sewage treatment plant. And another part of that idea is to, there's enough capacity to even run lines up Route 9 and bring in parts of the village of Hyde Park?
Yes. Yeah, so when we looked at that design, the plant's capacity is 342,000 gallons a day. That handles the entire project. We designed it in the way that we could actually double that capacity if we need to in the future. So that gets it up to, you know, 684.
And this is something that, you know, kind of get into the technical side of it, but in terms of, you know, our treatment of our water and sewer becomes absolutely critical in projects like this. And the state of the art in terms of protecting the environment, what's up the road here?
Well, very good point. But a couple things. The water is Dutchess County, so that we have.
Right.
The sewer, I remember taking a tenant up to the sewer plant, and I drove him up there, and I said, "Do you see the sewer plant?" And he said, "Oh, yeah, yeah, I see it, I see it." I said, "No, you don't. It's underground."
Ah.
So what he saw was the lab building and the first MBR building, but all the process stuff, the aeration tanks are underground, which is amazing.
So I would assume, am I correct, that something like that comes in at considerable expense to be able to have it?
It does, and Tom knows all the numbers. He watches us like a hawk. And but yes,
yeah. The sewer plant was planned long term. It's a very high tech facility, state of the art. You can manage it on your iPhone, but it's all, if you go there and tour, which I'd like you two to show up and look at it. Very impressed. We brought over Dr. Peter Roman, brought over Dr. Peter from Dutchess County and a community college, and they're actually going to have kids come over and look at the operations of it. But at the end of the day, we became our own sewer district, and in doing so, we built the plant to handle that with excess capacity, knowing that the town of Hyde Park has been trying to get sewer for over 70 years.
Yes.
And we've solved that. Hyde Park has sewer now, and we're working with the town closely, and town supervisor Al Torgiani has been phenomenal. He's a visionary. He's actually looking forward to get this project done for the town of Hyde Park and the residents. To give you an example of how important sewer is, which is very rare up here, other than the town of the city of Poughkeepsie that has municipal sewer, all these other towns really don't have sewer. And this project is 2.1 million square feet. And we're only building it, again, on 120 acres, not the scare one, of the 340 acres are eco-friendly. However, if we did not have sewer and have our own sewer facility and became our own sewer district, we would only build about 150,000 feet so of the project. So that shows you the economic engine of having a sewer plant, believe it or not, and building it. There's other places around the country that, you know, you get your approvals and you build, you tap into the municipal sewer.
Right.
Here we built our own sewer plant, which is an extra upfront added cost.
So there's things like secondary and tertiary treatment. So that is this a tertiary?
It is tertiary treatment.
Yes. So that by the time the effluent from there is,
it's as clean as it can get.
Yes.
You can actually drink the water when it comes out.
Yes.
That was my joke with Larry. Yeah. When we opened up, whoever flushed the first toilet is going to drink, yes. And we'll treat you guys for a bottled water. So.
It is quite a project. I step back and I look at it from the sense of, you know, having lived here for all of my 76 plus years and well remember, you know, what used to be
playing
here.
Baseball, right?
Yeah. Well, and even going back, I down at Marist, in the 1950s, I still have a mental image of the Marist brothers mixing mortar and laying bricks and blocks by hand.
Wow.
Building one of the buildings,
we
which
still
is
have
now
your
gone.
Baseball hat we found on yeah, the property, so we gotta give that to you.
And that really is a true story. We yeah, really, yeah, I yeah. My older brother, I double checked with him, and yeah, we used to access it off of a little road off of the West Dorsey Lane over there and come in, and it was not a regular ball field. It was, but people got together, and as I guess you said, or somebody has said, I think it was Adam Pregnell, the general manager, had said that he spoke to somebody that lived along Dorsey and said, oh, yeah, we played ball back in there as kids.
But we also do have an old Ford Pinto we found on site. So if that is your name on it, we can deliver it if you'd like.
Thanks. I'll pass on that one for sure. It's in terms of the economics of this project, in the construction activities that it takes, the dollars coming into the economy right now. And I made the point last week, and I'm going to make it again on air now. And I think, Larry, you've heard me for a long time. We need the skilled trades. We need the skilled trades. You know, some of the older generation have retiring. But the good thing is within the last several weeks, there's been some articles, even in the Wall Street Journal. I think there was one just the other day about the tool belt generation, about, a younger generation now looking at going into learning the trades. Because without that, Larry, we got nothing.
Well, it's interesting that you say that. I just got a text from Brian at O&D Electric. You know, they did all the electric for the hotel. Great company. We used them on the wastewater treatment plant, the pump station. But there you go. They're trades. Very professional. Wonderful people to work with. So there's a shout out for you, Brian.
And that's what it's all about. And as we talked about the other day, or at least I did in one of my venues, these jobs do not get replaced by AI.
Correct.
It is, what time is it here? It is 6:46 on Hudson Valley Focus Live. We'll get a quick break in, come back and take it up to the 7 o'clock hour on Hudson Valley Focus Live on WKIP.